This is Financial Home Stretch with David Pilatus from Senior Advantage. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Financial Home Stretch is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Financial Home Stretch.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Financial Home Stretch. I am your host, David Pilatus. I'm here with my co-host, Tony Shore.
Woo! I'm excited.
Tony. Well, you should be. You know, we have not spoken for weeks, actually.
Yeah.
I've had, my wife and I, we do a travel thing, you know, in the summer. And so We decided this year we'd go to New York. We thought we'd try it again, go and watch a Yankees game.
Now, did you?
Well, understand, you know, so I'm not a Yankees fan in the sense that you would think, hey, I like the Yankees. No, I like to root for whoever the Yankees are playing. I don't know what that makes me.
You and me both.
Yeah. So last year we tried to do this, and we flew into LaGuardia.
Yep.
Rented our car. We had 3 hours to get to the game because we were going to do some other things.
Sure.
We sat in traffic for 4.
Oh, no.
So we did not get to see the Yankees game last year. So this year we decided, you know what we're going to do? We're going to fly in. We're going to get on a train and we're going to go to the game.
Okay.
So we get in there and it starts to rain. So you remember this a couple of weeks ago, you know, it rained in New York.
Yep.
So the game is rained out. Oh. And not only is the game rained out, you know, now we're in New York in the rain, and the streets literally are flooding. We had umbrellas, and we were soaking wet before we got, I don't know, 100 yards. It was almost biblical, the rain. But what was...
A biblical rain?
Yeah.
You saw in Central Park, there was a guy building a giant wooden boat.
Yeah, I thought it was... Yeah, this, you know, so... So we take refuge in a restaurant there in Chinatown, and we think we're going to wait for this to pass, and it just doesn't. But here's the good news. You know, all those fires we had up in Canada.
Yeah.
And all that smoke that was coming down, you know, into the Northeast.
Got rid of that.
It did. It was so nice. In fact, we were talking to some people that were there the day before. They said when they got off the plane, it looked like something you might witness on Mars, because it was just orange. The sky was just orange.
That's crazy. Well, so, and plus the rain was good. It cleans out New York. New York can get, some of those streets can get a little ripe. If you know what I mean.
I do.
And that torrential rain kind of washes some of that away, which is good.
Yeah. But you know what? It wasn't a wasted trip, because then we got a car. We took off. We went up to the northern part of New York. I had never been to upstate New York.
Yeah.
Headed over to Newport, Rhode Island. You ever been there?
Wow. No, I've heard about it.
Such an... You know, because I love history. Yeah. I had no idea. I mean, we sat in the pew in one of the churches up there where George Washington sat.
Oh, wow. So,
oldest church in the nation. We went to a tavern, the White Horse, oldest tavern, they say, in the United States.
Yeah, you know? So, I've heard about it. I've heard about that church and that tavern. Yeah.
Well, we were just going to be there a couple of days, we thought, but we ended up staying like 4 because we were just fascinated by all the history that was there. So,
yeah. I just read a book about some of the behind-the-scenes stuff. I read about it in a novel, and then so I decided to research it in real life, and that's the New York History of the Natural History Museum in New York City. The New York Natural History Museum.
There we go.
There's a hallway, one hallway in the back. Now, not for regular museum goers, but for employees, there's a hallway that runs 6 blocks nonstop. A 6 block long hallway, one of the longest hallways in the United States, and one of the longest hallways in the world. But Plus the stuff in there, that's just a little trivia thing. But the more I learned about that place, I'm not usually a museum guy, but man, that place is fascinating. Like the building itself, there's so much history behind the building, and it's a storied history that place has. And it's very old, parts of it. And right. the stuff they have in there is like, it's one of the greatest collections in the world. Of natural history and fascinating.
Well, have you noticed this is that as we mature, I'm going to use the word mature, as we age.
Yes.
But I meant mature. We become more and more conscious and interested, even fascinated in history.
Yeah. You know, I could care less about history and museums in the past, you know, when I was younger in the 20s, right. 30s, and even 40s. But when I hit my 50s, I just all of a sudden, I want to go to the new Natural History Museum in New York City. It's like, I never thought those words would come out of my mouth, but I'm fascinated by, I want to read books about it. It's crazy.
Well, and so I owe an apology to my, my history teacher, Coach Williams, from high school.
Sure.
You know, because I slept in that class a lot. And looking back
oh, no.
on it,
oh no.
Looking back on it, I'm thinking, you know, I could have learned some things there and probably yeah. should have. And now, you know, so.
Hindsight is 2020.
Yeah. Thanks, Coach Williams. He's probably long past, but anyway.
So we're talking about, let's talk about how to manage a windfall. How about
there we
that?
Go. How about we jump right into it?
Let's jump right into it. Here's the situation. I'm glad you had fun in New York and in Newport, Rhode Island. But the topic today is interesting because the greatest wealth transfer in history has started to happen. In other words, from the baby boomers to the Gen Xers and beyond, more wealth is going to be transferred over the next, 10, 20 years than ever before in history. Not just our
trillions.
Nation, but in trillions. World history. Yeah. Trillions of dollars. So a lot of people are inheriting money. And a lot of people who are older, like my parents' age in their 80s, are setting that up or hopefully have it set up.
Right.
But we need to talk about if you inherit a windfall, what to do.
Well, and that, and of course, yeah, that's one way, I guess, that windfalls are accomplished. You know, there was an article in U.S. News and World Report. The headline read, 9 Ways to Spend a Windfall Wisely. Wisely, I think, is the key word in that article because, you know, you discover that people who come into a windfall, you know, a bunch of money.
Whether it's a lottery or inheritance or...
Yeah, whatever it might be. Yeah. So if they've never had that kind of money to manage before, it can be, the article points out, it can be an emotional trauma. Can you believe that? I just got a bunch of money and now it's causing me anxiety and causing me trauma.
I believe it, actually. Because it's unexpected and maybe you feel you don't deserve it because it follows a passing. Yeah.
If that's how, well, so I'll give you an example. I have a client who, this was many years ago, called me and he was very emotional. Mm. And I thought certainly someone has passed.
Sure.
And that wasn't the case. He had sold his business. He'd been working this business for years and years. I mean, his blood, sweat and tears had gone into this business and he sold it and it closed that week. And he picked up the phone and he called me and he was emotional because he'd never had that kind of money in his entire life.
Probably millions of dollars.
It was millions.
Yeah.
And you know what his first words to me were? Am I deserving of this? That was the battle he was fighting
it's
mentally.
An actual thing. People think, well, no way would I, if I get a bunch of money, I'm going to be excited and no way would I feel... that way. Question whether I deserve it. No, that's one of the first things. It's human nature. It's even called, there's a name for it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Sudden wealth syndrome.
Sure. And so then the question begs is that, you know, what are some of the steps that we should be taking should that happen to us? And I think for almost every one of us, The most important thing we can do is take a step back.
Yes.
And because I think instinctively, when we've had that kind of a windfall, we start thinking about all the things that we can do with that money.
Yeah. So you might want to go out and purchase a car right away, a new car or a new house or some big purchase, or take everybody on a big vacation. And you know what? Those things might be fine, but not right away, because you don't want to make rash decisions, right?
No, because you're in that mental state where you're not probably in a position to make good decisions with respect to that type of a windfall.
Decisions. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, there are some things that probably need our attention almost immediately, and that would be let's get rid of the things that have caused us anxiety prior to that windfall, which might be debt, you know. So, and debt has different labels, but you know, credit card debt is a good thing to retire. Student loans, those kinds of things. Those are some things that we can pay off. But then the other thing is who do we tell? If I won the lottery, if you won the lottery, Tony, is there a list of people that you would tell?
You know what? I'm glad you asked me this, because I have actually thought about this. Like, oh, what if I win the lottery? Or what if I inherited unexpectedly from, what if I found out a relative left me $100,000 or $200,000 or $1 million, whatever the amount. If it's more than $5,000, if it's $5,000 or if it's $5 million, I'm only telling two people, my wife and my financial advisor. So gets a call and my wife gets a call. That's it. That is it. Because I really think it can be problematic if you start to let other people know right away, at least right away, maybe in time. I let my kids in on the secret, but not right away. I need to, you know, like you said, it's going to take time to figure out where this is going and what's happening. And the more people that know about it before you're sure, or before you're able to in a place to make good decisions, and before you've talked to a trusted financial professional, I would not tell anyone. I mean, you should tell your spouse immediately, because if you don't, you're going to get in trouble. But as you and I know, Dave, right?
Yes.
Wouldn't you advise tell your spouse if you're married?
Certainly your spouse, your partner, someone, you know, that you're close with. Yeah. Because certainly that's, you know, there's a bridge of trust there that needs
Plus
to be.
Plus you'll need the support and bounce ideas. But the financial aspect, if you inherit any big chunk, you should definitely talk to a financial professional before doing anything.
Well, and in fact, we'll try and cover that as we go forward. I was going to tell you that this Empower survey, you know, people that they said that were interviewed, they said, you know, what would you spend the money on? And they found that 31% of Americans who received an unexpected windfall said that they would spend the money on travel and personal indulgences. 12% that said they would go straight to a major purchase, which we talked about, a car. 65% of the respondents said they would save or invest the money. I believe they believe that. Okay.
Right.
I believe that 65% believe that they would do that. And 52% of them said that they would earmark the money to pay off debt, which I think is admirable. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Retire the debt. But again, that 65% that said that they would invest the money, that, you know, I believe that they believe that.
Oh, okay? Yeah. They think I'm going to invest. I'm going to be good. But when they get it, the temptation, there's a lure. The human nature kicks in. And how many, unless they give it to a financial services professional to help them manage and hold them accountable, right, of that 60-some percent that say they are going to invest it, I bet very few do. Maybe it's half of that amount. Maybe 30% do, maybe.
And when I, as a financial professional, when I'm dealing with those people who have come into a windfall, again, this is money that, like this client who sold his business, really, what my role is at the first is coaching. It really is a matter of keeping the individual grounded and reminding them of what is important. It's another reason why you share that information with your partner, so that the two of you together can remain grounded. But the article also explained that there should be a cooling off period. Okay. Which is a minimum of 6 months to a year. That is don't really make any big decisions for at least 6 months to a year. Let it settle, you know, and get used to the idea. And you make better decisions when you do that. It takes the emotion out, if you will.
Especially if you're inheriting it from a passing from your parents or something. Give that time.
Yes. And because there is, I think, a sense for a lot of people when they inherit. They inherited because that individual left them what was to them their legacy. And you know, you want to honor that legacy by making certain that... it goes to the people and the places that it should go, you know, yeah. and what that that relative, that parent or whoever it was that left it would have wanted to see accomplished by doing that. Well, that might be college for the kids. OK, again, paying off debt, you know, retiring. Adding to your retirement is something that, you know, should be considered giving back. You know, charities, those kinds of things, which can really be tax incentives as well. So that's another reason why you want to talk to, you know, your professional, your financial professional. You and I have read stories all the time about people who've won lotteries and literally within years, they're in a worse place financially than they were prior to the
I think it's 2 to 3 years. They're the majority of lottery winners are bankrupt within 2 to 3 years, no matter the amount, no matter the amount,
which is crazy. Which is really asked, you know, it's when you think about that, it's, you just say, how's that happen? But
yeah,
but really what ends up happening again, you've not had that kind of money to manage. They end up buying assets and then forget one important thing. And that is that they require maintenance and upkeep and those kinds of things. You know?
Yeah. Plus they depreciate and they buy assets that don't give back, that aren't helping or appreciating in value. They're depreciating, like cars and other things. Yeah.
Right. Well, and then, you know, purchase a large home and then you forget about, I've got property tax and utilities and upkeep and I've got to pay people to maintain this because... You know, it is it's large property.
It's big and luxurious, and you're not going to be able to maintain it yourself. So you're going to hire people.
Yeah. And then there are some other things that you need to give consideration to is, where did the inheritance the windfall come from?
Yeah.
Because there may be taxes that need to be. Oh, yeah.
Tax implications.
Yeah.
A lot of people think, I just inherited $1 million. No, you didn't. You inherited $700,000. The rest is Uncle Sam's.
Right.
So well, don't spend that million quite yet.
Yeah. And then again, it becomes, it comes down to the source, it's like tax qualified money, inherit an IRA from parents. And those rules have changed. We've talked about that in previous shows. Used to be, you'd inherit from a parent and, hey, I can spread that distribution out over my lifetime. And now it's 10 years and that you have to take that distribution. And
you might be in your high earning years and then you're taking distributions that might bump you into a higher tax bracket. So, it depends on where you're inheriting it from and what tax rate it's taxed on. Is it capital gains? Is it straight federal tax bracket?
Yeah. Ordinary income. Yeah.
Ordinary income. Yeah.
Yeah. So those are some things to give consideration to. One of the things that's happening here specifically in my area and actually I will share is the government is actually disbursing $100,000 paychecks in my area. And that is from exposure to radiation. The testing that was done, we're just a couple of hours north of Las Vegas, Nevada.
Sure.
And, during the 40s and the 50s, there were a lot of testing. And interestingly enough, that there was a jet stream that would carry that radioactive dust up through Utah and into Idaho. And so a lot of people ended up with certain types of cancer as a way from exposure to that. And so they're getting the government's recognizing that, and there's a payout. It's currently $100,000 if you were affected, if you have certain types of cancers. They'll pay that out. So I wanted to mention that in our broadcast here today because the listeners here who locally are not familiar with how this works, if you or a family member, even who has passed, was exposed to one of those types of cancers, then they would be entitled to that $100,000, which is, by the way, tax exempt. Okay, so
that's handy.
So there's a windfall, and in fact, they call it the downwinders.
It's sad, but it's at least they're doing something.
But
you're right. For people who didn't know about that, you need to look into that.
Yeah, so that's, and that's for some people is a windfall.
For sure.
Life insurance payouts, typically.
Sure.
Yeah, typically is a windfall, not a taxable event.
Which is nice.
Yeah. However, people need to realize that they're, the interest that it earns from then on out then becomes a taxable event. So, death and taxes.
You can't get away from them.
Neither
There's
one.
Three certainties in life for me. Death, taxes, and pizza. You know that. Those are the three certainties in life I've learned.
Pizza seems to always make your list, Tony.
Doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Yeah. I don't know how that sneaks in there every single time. Well, I've told you before, Dave, I've never met a pizza I didn't love. So there's that. But when it comes to taxable events, the great thing about life insurance and about Roth IRAs, if you inherit, if you get a life insurance inheritance, or you're the benefactor or beneficiary of a life insurance policy, that's not a taxable event, and neither is a Roth IRA, right?
Yeah. Great windfalls to inherit. Those are very good. And in fact, For those who are going to leave a legacy to their children and their grandchildren, those are some things to consider when it comes to saving and investing is what is the best way for me to leave this? Because, no one loves to pay taxes. Right. And we'd like to know that when we've passed that our legacy now has received something that is not going to be diminished by Uncle Sam's taxing. So,
a lot of baby boomers are in their 80s, maybe even 90s now, or getting there. Yep. And a lot of their children are in their highest peak earning years, right? Yeah. They're in their 50s, maybe early 60s, still working. And they're in their peak earning years, which means they're probably in the higher tax bracket than they ever have been. And then that's when they're going to inherit money. So as the parent or the person that might be leaving money or developing a legacy for your children, no matter what age you are, if you don't want to leave your family, your spouse, or your loved ones in a bad tax situation. And the way to avoid all of these issues, really, when you inherit a windfall, or whether you want to make sure if your beneficiaries inherit something from you that they are taken care of and it's done right, work with a trusted financial services professional. Work with a trusted financial professional who's done this day in and day out with legacy planning, with retirement income planning, with investment planning, like yourself, correct?
Absolutely. And in fact, we would invite you to go to the website. Go to our website, managedwealthadvantage.com. You can listen to this particular podcast or some of our past podcasts where we talk a lot about the importance of working with someone that that can help you through the maze that it sometimes you find yourself in when you come into a windfall like we're talking about here today. You can also reach us at the office. 435 is the number, 435-986-9222. Again, that's 435-986-9222. Just a couple of more bullet points here from the article. One of them was adding to your emergency fund.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a great idea. I never thought of that. So if you get a windfall or a large chunk of money, the first thing, actually make sure you've got enough in your emergency fund. Maybe use that to beef it up.
Yeah. Well, and then remember, that's what it's for. It's an emergency. You know what an emergency is. We know what an emergency is because we're old enough to know what an emergency is. I remember when my boys were in high school, when my boys were in college, and I gave them that credit card and I said, this is for emergencies. Okay. Yeah. An emergency might be pizza night. So
yeah. So that's not an emergency for me. It might seem like it, but no.
Yeah. So remember, remember that, you know, that emergency fund is for emergencies. The other is, you know, the, this, we talked about that 60, what was it? 68% or 62% that said they would save and invest. Just, I was going to run some numbers by you here, Tony. So a long-term investment of a windfall, let's just say you're a 30-year-old with $100,000. Do you realize that if you put that in a growth fund over the next 30 years, so you're 30 now, in 30 years, you'll be 60 years old. At an average rate of return, and again, returns are different, you know, here's my disclosure, but at the end of 30 years, it's $1.75 million on $100,000 over that 30-year period of time. That's significant. So it is important that we look at saving long-term.
Yeah. So, well, that's huge.
It is. And again,
that compounding interest really is huge, isn't it?
Yeah. And then, again, you leave it alone, you know, put that money aside, leave it alone. I think that's the hardest part for anyone who's come into a windfall is to allow it to work for you. So keep that in mind. Look, I look forward to hearing from you. Reach out, give us a call. Again, that number 435-986-9222. You can go to the website for managedwealthadvantage.com. So it's managedwealthadvantage.com. Tony, anything you'd like to add before we close it up today?
No, I do want to encourage our listeners to check out the website. You got a great website. And again, just to clarify, that's managed with an ED on there. Managed Wealth Advantage. No ED on the end of that. ManagedWealthAdvantage.com. And that's a great website, but great show today.
Thanks, Tony.
What to do if you get a windfall. And that does it for today's episode of the Financial Homestretch with our host, Super Dave, Dave Pilatus.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you for joining us for Financial Homestretch. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact David Pilatus at Senior Advantage at 435-986-9222 or visit ManageWealthAdvantage.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Financial Homestretch.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.